Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item in The Binding of Isaac, and in fact have talked about every single item in The Binding of Isaac. I don't know why we keep saying it in the intro. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined as always by a guy who will never, never let you forget that Wolfman's got nards, Gary Butterfield.
Yeah, little monster squad.
Yeah, well, there. Gary, I was sitting here thinking, are there any things left to say about Blitz? And there weren't. Oh, shit. Reindeer.
Yep.
Magical flying reindeer named Blitzen. And now I've burnt it. I can't do it next week. Fuck, we have to get through all the monsters this week. I'm out of things.
I think we can do it.
Yeah, yeah, I believe in us.
I believe in us. That is a lie that we both just said at the same time.
Yeah, Gary, which is, in many ways, a truth.
Yeah. Oh, a lie agreed upon is the truth.
Gary, I was having a moment yesterday where I was thinking about a profound moment in my life that was shared with many people who did not know it was a profound moment. Can I tell you about it?
Yes, absolutely.
This is circa, like, 2009, I want to say. I'm still in Chicago. I do not believe I have yet dropped out of grad school. So it might be more like 2008.
Let's set the stage.
Yeah.
The PS3 has just come out.
I'll have to take your word on it. I guess they come every 7 years, so probably.
Yeah. Demon's Souls, sweeping the nation. It's a sleeper hit.
I have a lot more hair. Not all of it, but most. Like I think at this point, Gary, we can comfortably say I have not noticed the male pattern baldness yet.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Right? Isn't that fun, Gary, to think that you have that your most defining feature you might not be aware of?
I'm just thinking about it, you being bald is your most defining feature.
It is the most color contrast feature on my body, I'll say.
Yeah, yes.
It's very high up, it draws a lot of light. Like if there was if you have a town with a lighthouse, the lighthouse is typically the most defining feature.
Oh, but yeah, but you're very tall as well. So for most people, they don't even see it. It'd be like if a building had, you know, its defining feature was, you know, it had a tiny little crown on top, but most of the time you can't see it because you're not above the building.
Gary, why aren't we putting little crowns on buildings?
Why aren't we putting little crowns on you, buddy?
Well, I think it would mostly serve to highlight the bald spot. It would basically be a highlighter drawn around the bald spot.
Or it would highlight the bald spot.
Not words, then, highlight, yeah. I think you meant to say. NES game, highlight.
Yeah. Anywho, Demon's Souls is out.
Yeah. I go out to a bar with, I think it must have been improv people. It could have been coworkers, but I don't think so. And it's a Chicago bar where they're playing loud music and there's dancing. So I'm out of my element to start. And then the DJ plays, it's also all white people because it's on the north side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The DJ plays Sweet Caroline by whoever that song's by.
Neil Diamond.
Sure. I love it. And there is a moment where they get to the butt part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gary, I know you don't like it when I sing on this show, but you know what I mean by the butt part?
Yeah, well, Discord doesn't like it when you sing on this show.
Yeah, Gary, but sometimes I feel like you and Discord might be in alliance on that one.
How ironic. Discord and I in harmony.
Gary, your love of wordplay is all that's buoying me today.
the bop-bop part of Sweet Caroline, we all know it.
And I am in a room with probably 150 other youngish white people, and every single one of them kind of does a little jump and yells the bop-bop part of Sweet Caroline. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I yell it too, and in my head, I'm like, oh, this is how bad things happen. This is, the animal is sick. This is why the animal does bad things.
What do you mean?
The animal is humanity.
Okay.
A very stupid pack animal that can be tricked into being part of a collective unit with almost no effort. Can then be pointed anywhere you want it to be.
So the idea, you were drawing a line between the bop-bop part of Sweet Caroline and the J6 riots, basically, in advance.
Yeah, like, or just anything where a bunch of humans all got pointed in one direction and then did some bad.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that the Diamond Man meant that to happen with his song.
No. And if so, we'd have to lay that at
song. Yeah.
At Gary Glitter as well. You know, like any number of songs that...
Gary,
encourage
you
people.
Know I will not stand for any Gary Glitter slander on this podcast.
Listen,
I haven't
the
looked
worst
into his
crime
his...
he's done.
I haven't looked into his history, and I refuse to, and I will never, ever stop believing in him.
Yeah, he's, you know, us Gary's got to stick together.
I just want to watch the Joker movie and watch the man go down the stairs, and also don't tell me to look up what the Joker did. I'm not going to.
No.
He's a stairs-dancing man who I love.
And a good comedian.
And a good comedian.
Good comedian. Clowns are not scary. They're just, you know, fun guys who want to make you laugh.
Can I say, Gary, that joke he does do at the end of that movie, the big joke, is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad. You know, I get it.
It's like, as a bit of joke writing, it's pretty good. Obviously, like, the punchline is more violent than I'd like, but it's a pretty funny joke.
I get it. It's like, yeah, this is, you know, not bad, man. Not bad. When I think about your Sweet Caroline story, obviously, everyone going ba 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 is not the worst thing, you know, not a bad thing. But it could have very easily been if, like, that song had been this whole crowd full of Northside Chicago people, like, saying the N-word along with a popular rap or something. Like, it's only a couple sound waves away from actually being awful.
Well, I mean, Gary, every word you just said in that sentence is only a couple sound waves off from being a horrible racial slur.
I know. That's true. It's when you think about it.
Yeah.
It is true.
And so, Gary, is language racist? I suggest it is.
It's a great question. It's a real dime store Grant Morrison premise from the 80s.
Thank you. Yeah.
And being a dime store Grant Morrison, you could be worse.
Sure. There's several comics writers that whose names I haven't remembered. That certainly have made whole careers out of it.
This guy's a real dime store Scott Lobdell.
Sure. Yeah,
it's like the most damning thing you could say about somebody. Period.
But yeah, every now and then, though, I think about that moment, because that was the moment I was like, oh, we're wired for this. That's why.
We're pack animals. In some ways, you know, there are also times where it doesn't happen. It's not inevitable. You know?
But No, lots of things aren't inevitable that the animal is still wired to do.
The wire is capable, the animal is capable of many things. You know? This expanded the boundaries of what is possible to be bad, but not the boundaries of what is necessarily going to be bad.
Okay.
Huh?
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 Gary, what monster are we talking about?
We're talking about the tainted pooter, which is a dreadful euphemism.
8 minutes in. First
monster. 8 minutes in. And we're in the tainted. You know, this guy's tainted. These guys are hard. The home guys. Drifts.
Now, Gary, do you acknowledge that this is some kind of body hanging down from this fly?
This one, yes.
Okay, good.
I also acknowledge it with the super pooter, even though I think it's a ball sack, not just a body.
Okay, they're both just bodies, not ball sacks. I'm staking out this territory. This is where I live now.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Honorable people can differ. We're not going to join the pack mentality. We're not going to Sweet Caroline this.
And we're not honorable people.
Discord. That's true.
Gary, do you consider yourself honorable?
Let me think about that for a second.
I bet you do.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You talk about dignity more than any other person I know.
Like, I consider myself honorable within my definition of honorable.
Okay, me too.
I refuse to be judged by the standards of other people in this specific regard.
A very honorable stand.
Yes.
Sir, you have violated the code of chivalry.
No.
By my definition.
I don't recognize the court. Yeah, I'm that guy with this shit. Because, you know, the PLU switcheroo, which is my most famous crime.
Yeah.
I don't consider that dishonorable.
No, you don't think you're ripping off the humble peanut farmer?
No.
You don't think you're taking money out of Jimmy Carter's mouth?
Nope. I think I'm putting something into Jimmy Carter's mouth. My big fat dick.
Gary, are you getting fellatio from Jimmy Carter in this scenario, and why?
Yeah, well, you had to spray down his mouth with olive oil. Like, it's real desiccated.
Or,
and I'm doing an exchange for a house.
Olive oil latte.
give him an Oletto.
Starbucks, yeah.
to give Jimmy Carter an Oletto, a pre-beige Oletto.
And that does technically fulfill our ad obligations to Starbucks. Thank you, Starbucks.
Yep. And our ad obligation to Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. And they actually, a lot of that was verbatim copy they asked us to read.
Yeah. They let Jimmy write it now. And he ain't so good no more.
Yeah. I would say that Gary, if in the real world it was revealed that Jimmy Carter had been writing fan fiction about an overweight podcaster letting him blow him while he had a Starbucks fad latte in his mouth.
Yep.
I think we might conclude that Jimmy Carter was no longer doing well.
It would take me a couple days to recover from that if that happened. I'd call in sick to work.
Oh, I remember when the Nancy Reagan stuff broke and were just untalkable to.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, this would be different. That was joy.
Gary, I don't bother distinguishing. As long as the emotion is irritating to me, I don't bother distinguishing.
I understand that, but we're not pack animals. I do distinguish. And I'm saying that would be very different. I would be untalk-to-able because I wouldn't talk. Because, like, man, Jimmy Carter really wants me to face fuck him. Like, what do I do with that? How can I monetize this? How can I make this work for Duckfeed? You know, what can this do for everything to Guppy? How can this get more patrons?
Gary, you know? I do appreciate that every single thing that happens to you in life, you think, how can this help everything to Guppy?
I'm a career-minded man. And this is my career, what we're doing. This?
Yeah, this.
Is my career.
Gary, I was going to mention this at the end of the episode, but I'll mention it now. I was put in the position. Fans of Retronauts, listen to this Friday's episode to hear me try to explain what Guppy is.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to fucking promote the AV Club on there. Like, make more money for Geo Media, a fine Geo Media product. Maybe not.
No. I'm excited about that.
Try to explain to Bob Mackie, who did not remember the 3 or 4 times he's met me. Bob was wonderful, incredibly good conversation, smart. We talked about Final Fantasy 16. Did start by asking if we'd met, and then in the episode made it clear he was talking to me because he couldn't find anyone he knew to talk to about this game.
Yes.
Very good.
Put it in my veins.
Yes. But I did have to, like, say, yeah, everything to Guppy. I guess it's a comedy show.
It's a, you know, if this is a huge uptick of Guppy listeners, I'll be surprised. If I don't get to go on Retronauts anymore, I'd also be surprised. welcome to the Retronauts extended family.
Hey, everybody. Hey, JP. Yeah. Still didn't get to meet you. You seem nice.
He's real nice. He dresses like a 20s newsman.
I know. I've seen him walk, stride through the crowds at a Portland Retro Gaming Expo.
Yeah. Going to see those boys in April here when I go to Milwaukee. It's gonna be nice.
For my birthday?
Yeah. I'm gonna see them for your birthday. Maybe now that you've already been on the show is when I'm going to start slipping pictures of you.
Yeah, well, he might have a chance of recognizing. Yeah. Now, in hindsight, Gary, the fact that Bob didn't remember me makes the headshot thing so much funnier to me.
It's pretty great.
Like, I've sung karaoke. I've looked into Bob Mackey's eyes while singing.
You sung a Meatloaf song at Bob Mackey.
I sang the Meatloaf song once after everyone else except you and your ex had left.
I know. I was trying to think of a karaoke standard. It's like that the Who Shot Mr. Burns. Like, he doesn't remember that he met you, and it's going to drive you into a rage, a season-ending rage.
Gary, there's actually nothing I want more in this world for every person who has met me to forget me.
I know. But you're unforgettable, buddy. You got that huge bald spot. Bring
Gary,
it back.
What's Tainted Pooter do? We're at one monster down. Mostly down after 14 minutes.
The pivot is like people who worry about whether their grandkids will like inherit a livable world.
Yeah.
Like the cow's out of the barn. The Tainted Pooter drifts slowly towards you and fires 4 blood shots that split into 2 smaller blood shots when they hit a wall or obstacle. So they bounce back.
Yeah, give you a little bit of bullet hell to deal with.
Yeah. And they're tanky as hell, like everything that is tainted.
Again, these are the enemies that show up as you climb up towards home. And yeah, they have a lot of health.
Tons of health. Anything that ricochets off the back wall is hard in these games.
Mm-hmm.
The most marquee annoying enemies in Gungeon do that. And they're hard. Moving on to the Claudi. This looks like a meat to me.
Gary, yeah, this is, I guess it's supposed to be a blood clot with a bone coming out of it, but it certainly looks like I could make this, right, with a knife and some painkillers?
Yeah. Yeah, you could make this with that or going to a butcher shop, it feels like. Like, this is a Castlevania meal, extra rare.
I'm kind of a DIY guy.
DIY butcher shop?
Yeah. Gary, have you ever considered that it's weird that there's meat in the walls of the Castlevania games?
I do think it's weird. Do you ever think it's weird that we're made out of meat, though?
I mean, Gary, you know me. I think about it all the time, the fact that we're meat robots piloted by different meat trying to have feelings and be people. It's the worst.
Meats on meats on meats on meats on meats on meats on meats.
Yeah, in some ways, every time you fuck, you're a meat lovers.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to give Jay Carter my meat lovers pizza. Give him an extra large pepperoni meat lovers.
I keep standing outside Pizza Huts and screaming that, and they keep closing them and turning into cell phone stores, so I don't know what's going on.
You're the Qualcomm king. These guys hop around, and they shoot blood shots in the cardinal directions. We've talked about cardinal directions before in this game.
Yeah.
They're hard, because you're going to be shooting on the cardinal direction, so these guys, even early on, can be kind of annoying.
Yeah, they can get a hit in on you.
Yep. Also a little tanky, not super tanky, a little tanky. And these guys, their friend is the Clot, who is the little gish, looking guy. And he does the same thing, except that he, does it in the diagonals.
Yeah. Sorry.
And consequently way easier to use, deal with.
Much easier. Cause you can just look at him and shoot him.
Yep. And then he dies. It's you counter him. It's no problem.
Yeah, it's a hard counter. Gary, did you have the phenomenon where when you said little tanky, your throat seized up to try to form a voice?
No.
I felt the muscles move, and then I was like, no, we're going real slow today. We don't need to visit with little tanky. And also, I don't know what the voice is. The muscles are just moving.
Little just makes a lot of, adds a lot of shade to the voice, I think.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, see, that's what I was expecting for little tanky.
I'm little tanky. Yeah, well, the thing is, I'm trying to be a little, but I'm trying to be strong.
Little tanky's had some alettos. Little tanky's got some throat viscosity.
Yeah, little tanky's been giving the peanut farmer all around town. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, we all get a turn on the wheel on the national mattress.
Has everyone updated their guppy glossaries? Giving a little peanut farmer means you give a blowjob in the style of James Carter, former president of the United States, with a Starbucks branded Oleato in your mouth.
Yes, for throat lube because he is a mummy.
The Oleato, deliciously lush.
Yeah, and effective in this respect. Instead of little tanky,
I didn't mean to tire you out to
young tanky, just so it doesn't suggest like a little voice.
Because of your deep love for the Sheldon Child.
Oh, it's for my deep love of hip hop culture, young tanky.
Sure, yeah,
yeah, young tanky.
Gary, I gotta tell you, instinctually, and you can peg me to a demographic with this if you want,
I'm more likely to
associate young with Sheldon than rappers.
Yes. Yeah. I think that sounds right to me. What's a young Sheldon up to?
Oh, I mean, they're ending the show.
Oh. Is it because
he's getting a spinoff about his brother?
Oh. That's weird.
It
who is not in the Big Bang Theory. So it's a spinoff of a spinoff.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting into like, Mork and Mindy territory.
Yeah. Weird.
But yeah, the young Sheldon is quite old now.
Okay.
Like, Gary, I mean, go ahead, Google real fast. Yeah, picture how of old young is Sheldon young Sheldon now? Or no, just the picture, because he's been the growth process has been stretching what is already a pretty unusual frame to look at, I think.
Yeah. Ah!
Yeah, there we go. I don't
care for this at all.
Yeah, no. I mean, is that an un... You know, obviously, they're dressing him like a Sheldon. I bet in real life, he looks okay.
Yeah, yes. He's real stretched out. He's got like the proportions of Gumby.
I think it's just that we saw... First of all, they are dressing him in green and stripes, which ain't doing him any favors.
Yeah.
But I do think the fact that we saw so much of him as a small person, and yes. Now they're stretching... He is still much more handsome than Jim Parsons, I would argue.
I would also agree with that, and less annoying.
I am hoping that young Sheldon ends with a moment like Revenge of the Sith, where young Sheldon uses...
Lava.
No, Gary, I'm going for a more specific reference here. Okay. Have you seen Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I thought it was one of the prequels. Not
You're
one of the,
hard to talk to.
I don't like Star Wars. I thought it was one of the original prequels, not one of the new also-rans.
So the funniest moment in there's a couple of very funny, dumb moments in Revenge of the Sith. But you know how, did you see Phantom Menace?
Yes. Is it one of the original trilogies, Revenge of the Sith, or is it one of the new ones?
Revenge of the Sith is a prequel movie. It's the third prequel movie.
Oh, I have seen that.
Fuck me, man.
I don't. They all sound the same. Like, they all have the same nomenclature. Like, they all have the same fucking cadence to their titles.
Well, referencing is how, you know, they had two films of Ian McDiarmid playing Emperor Palpatine as just a dude.
Yes.
And they were like,
agreed.
Yeah. Because if he started out looking the other way, people would be like, maybe we shouldn't vote for him.
Yeah. Like a Grievous Wormtongue kind of thing.
And then in the third movie, Revenge of the Sith, episode 3, in a minute we'll just rip off Comedy Bang Bang and just name them all in order. There's a scene where Mace Windu is like, we gotta kill this fucker. And he goes and Palpatine shoots him with lightning, and Windu reflects it back at him with his lightsaber, and it turns him into a scrotum.
Yes. I have a vague memory of that, yes. That happens to young Sheldon as well and turns him into Jim Parsons.
Yep, pretty sure that is the last episode of young Sheldon.
See, when I said fell into the lava, I was thinking also that he was just a handsome Anakin and then fell into the lava and became a Darth Vader, who is also a scrotum.
I know.
We were going towards the same thing. I just got the movie mixed up.
No, Gary, it's not that you got it mixed up. It's that I was going for a very specific, you know, comedy of specificity reference, and
a specific moment that Darth Vader fell in the lava and became
it's a less specific thing that sticks in people's heads. I think
it's less famous,
yeah,
it's more obscure
and fun, and thus funnier.
I don't necessarily know if I think that's true. Let's dissect
Anakin
it.
Still looks pretty good after he falls in the lava.
Yeah, I guess that didn't turn him into the old man. The ravages of
no,
age
that's
turned
that's
into
just
weird,
age. Like even in
but
the
he's got
like,
Jimmy Carter'd.
In the TV shows where they show him when he's still Hayden Christensen, and like when they like take off the helmet or whatever, he don't look too bad.
You know,
like he looks old in Empire Strikes Back because he's 70 or whatever.
He's very old. That's what I was thinking about, and I was like, oh, this guy fell in lava and made him old.
Yeah, that's
I don't know how the whole
does.
Universe works. Yeah, yeah. I don't care to understand. That,
oh yeah, that beach on Mustafar was the beach that made you old.
Yes, exactly. It's all molten glass.
It's weird they named that planet after Simba's dad.
I think it's weird too. A little shout out to James Earl Jones.
Gary, wait, is it?
I wouldn't be surprised. George Lucas is a fucking
insane.
Idiot. Like,
Jesus.
He's always doing shit like that. Like, he's a horrible creator and he's bankrupt psychologically. Like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't co-sign that. He's created joy for billions.
Yeah.
And billions of dollars of joy.
You don't have to co-sign it. We don't have the pact animal.
The
Sweet
pact
Caroline.
Animal. God damn it. Motherfucker, you can't do that to me. Do not ever do that again.
Okay.
Do not do that to me, you fucking Bene Gesserit witch. Get out of my fucking head.
Okay. Shan't.
Iblob or L-blob? Is it I-blob? I-blob.
I-blob because it's an Isaac blob.
Oh, yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, it's Isaac's face. This is weird. It's weird that Isaac became a blob.
If I became a blob, Gary, would you still love me if I became a little blob?
Yeah. I've read the discourse. You just say sure. Yes.
Yeah, you just say yes.
Yeah, just say yes. This guy fires in eight directions. He's a mix of the two previous blobs.
And he's cuter.
He's both. He's cuter.
Actually, Clot, we should be ranking all these by how cute they are. Clot is probably the cutest.
Should we start over?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the first monster?
No one knows. Grilled Clotty.
No, the first monster is the frowning gaper, and I'd say it's not very cute.
Okay, Gary, I don't want... Gary, I can't. I can't go... You've gone where I can't follow, Mr. Frodo.
Clotty is pretty cute. Or, I'm sorry, Clot is pretty cute, I think.
Yeah, he's got those big button eyes.
Yeah, he looks like Gish, and I find Gish pleasing.
Yeah.
Gish then Iblob. Pleases me. And then Clotty. Clotty's the least cute of them, I think.
Because
he looks like he's in distress.
I mean, Cloggy. Cloggy up ahead is the least cute.
Oh, Cloggy's really not cute. Yeah, yeah. I mean, of the ones we've done so far.
Yeah, man, that's a good point. How about Grilled Cloddy?
Grilled Cloddy is on fire, so he moves faster.
And he shoots flame shots, which doesn't matter that much.
No, because everything does damage, the same damage to Isaac. And these are at a slight angle to him. This guy's harder to deal with, mostly because he's faster.
Yeah. I'm just going to check to see whether Grilled Cloddy, they tell me exactly what angle they're being fired at. Nope, just ever so slightly off kilter. Gary, this guy's the everything to Guppy of Cloddy's.
It is every little bit off kilter there. Every a little bit off kilter there.
Everything yeah, including when we construct there. Sentences.
Every a little bit off kilter there. We got Cloggy. Now, Cloggy is a piece of shit with a bone in it. And
you see that. I could also make that, but you see it less often.
Yes, that's really rough. I have oftentimes when I've had multiple dreams where I've shit a bone before, and it was a while for me was an irrational fear.
Because
I have this sense sometimes that like. The whole body, like I have a brain body disconnect, you know, I don't want to, but I subscribe very much to the, there's you and there's your body as a thought thing. And getting over that has been, you know, part of my struggle with health and stuff. And, just feeling like everything inside there is basically the same and it's none of my business, is my default position. So thinking that like, why couldn't you like accidentally shit out a bone? At least made its way into my subconscious enough that I dreamt it. And then dreaming it made me think about it. Like, I don't think it's possible. I understand enough about how skeletons work to know that it's unlikely to happen if I've been good.
Multiple times?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's one of the... my most reoccurring dream is missing a flight. It's real boring. Or being stranded somewhere and not having to book a flight. But it's up there. In terms of dreams I've had multiple times. Same thing with reaching into my throat and pulling out like an organ, like a piece of my throat meat. Like it looks like a little pasta shell. And then being like, fuck, how do I get that back in there? I really fucked up. I shouldn't have reached in there and grabbed that.
Gary, I can usually, on this show, we say weird things, right? We throw out some weird stuff. I usually know it's coming.
Yeah.
You seeing a monster that is a turd with a bone in it and saying, oh yeah, I dream about that all the time. Really, really pretty rough on me as the person who has to continue talking to you for the next 30 minutes. Jesus Christ, man. I don't know that we can legally. I mean.
Legally. But yeah, you never thought about like what it'd be like to shit out a bone?
You know, I lie sometimes for joke purposes in comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my life, I have never once contemplated what it would be like to shit out a bone. Neither my conscious nor subconscious has ever been drawn to this idea.
ASM Army, let us know if you have also thought about this before.
Please send this one to Cole. Please get on Blue Sky and just text Cole, texting rights apply. Message Skeet, whatever. Message Cole. Either I have dreamt of shitting out a bone, or I have not dreamt of shitting out a whole bone.
Yes.
Is it a femur? Is in your dream, is it a femur? Are you passing a full leg bone?
No, it's like a finger bone, but longer. Like a bone the size of a finger, but without joints.
I wish there was a machine that I could feed Guppy into. Just your parts of Guppy, and then it would extrude out a child I could ask questions.
That's what AI is.
Okay.
You could do that, build but don't do it.
I do probably yeah. do.
I think I would have fun experimenting with that for a second.
For a second, yeah.
Probably. But the poop with a bone in it, and it is the scariest of them. He's having a real bad time.
He's got it's the eye is bigger. It's the same eye as Clot, but it's
yep.
angled differently so that it's like and with it's associated with expression. A bigger mouth. Yeah.
Clot's smiling a little bit.
Yeah.
This guy's going like Clotty. And this is this shoots a radial pattern of shots,
yeah.
which I like a lot. These being introduced in the DLC.
And this guy's down. I assume this guy's down in the toilet, right?
He's in the dross.
Yeah,
he's a toilet man, and down in the toilet is where shit and bones meet. I imagine down in the sewers.
So few bones down there, man. So
there's probably
bones.
Some bones. There's man. Now who's being naive? I imagine there's a lot of bones in the sewer.
Why would, like,
disposing of things?
Fish, like, I guess.
Animals?
Like, there is a certain small class of pet that gets flushed.
Yep. And
beyond
an
that, what
ecosystem.
Other bones are going down the toilet, man?
Well, they're not going down the toilet. They also could just be down there. Like, there's a whole ecosystem in the sewers. Like, rats have to die. You know?
Yeah, I'm not saying there's... I don't think there's a lot of bones in the sewers.
Depending on your definition of a lot, I'm just saying that cloggies could exist.
They could. They absolutely could. We could cloggies go to an art gallery right now and make one.
Yes, that's true. Let's wall it off. Just stick a bone in a turd and call it a day. We're Yoko
Ono. I had that idea yesterday. It was like to get kids more into art. Maybe you could take that piss Christ. Do you know the piss Christ?
I very much know the piss Christ.
Maybe they drain it every week and let kids fill it back up.
That would be that would get kids into art.
Yeah,
I would enjoy that. I wouldn't mind adding to the piss Christ, or maybe make it like an endless stew, like you like a forever.
Oh, maybe
stew.
It's always draining a little bit constantly.
Yeah, and every kid can come and pee in it, so it's just kind of this beautiful melange of all the kids' urines in the world.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then that is the plot of Dune Part 2.
Yeah, and then you chug it, you grab that guy, and you drink it in the desert. Tell me about the mulligan.
Sure, Gary, we have now moved through one whole other class of monsters. We gotten through yep. one today. We're into the mulligans.
These guys
are annoying.
I call this whole class of monsters because of the YouTuber Northern Lion, human popcorns.
Okay, that's fun. So yeah, this is a big like swollen popcorns. Person, and it turns yep. out they're swollen with flies, Gary.
Yeah, they're coughing up flies. These are the ones that run away from you. You know, they try to get away, which I like. And then they're sad and they cry. They're having a bad time.
And then when they die, several flies, attack flies, and pooters spawn out of them.
Yep. And you can, if you stress them out enough, they'll self-immolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not very cute. The Mulligoon is very similar, except mm-hmm. when he dies, he spawns a troll bomb. And fires projectiles out. Four if he you kill him. Eight if he kills himself.
Yeah. Maybe slightly more because the troll bombs. I guess troll bombs don't move towards you. So this one is not going to be too big of a problem for you unless it's setting off something else or you just yes. really were not expecting the explosion.
Yeah, not too big of a deal. Any of these guys
the
that avoid
booms,
you,
which have probably. Yes. account for, I don't know, 10% of my deaths in this game. It's some non-trivial number.
Well, they also, there are very few rooms in Isaac that I think are legitimately like unfair. Like uh-huh. it doesn't happen very often, but sometimes it will happen with mullabooms. Like the room layout will just be like, I just don't have the DPS to kill this guy before he gets me. It's mandatory damage.
So this is a mulligan that has a bomb lodged in its head. He got somebody soccer balled a bomb right into this
Serious
guy's
dome. Sammed. They bent it like Beckham. And they run at you. Unlike the other mullahs we've seen so far.
I don't think I like mullahs.
No?
No,
I'm with you, actually. Can I take it back?
Yeah.
There's so many free, because slurs don't make sense a lot of the time, like a lot of just random consonants put together end up sounding like slurs.
Yeah, Gary, it turns out language is pretty racist.
It's super racist, and it's also a virus from space. I'm Grant Morrison Jr.
Yeah, or Scott I'm all Sr. dosed with key 26 or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. These guys can be annoying. They're also a little bit of a blessing if they're chasing after you, because they blow up each other. They tend to come in packs, and they'll blow up other stuff.
But there are lots of rooms where you do not have a lot of room to maneuver, and these guys are just immediately running for you.
Yep, you need DPS to take them out before you get into the range. And not very cute. Out of the three we've done so far, maybe the cutest, though.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a, then we got the hive.
So this enemy is actually a problem to deal with.
Yes. Kind of like an aggressive mulligan. He avoids you, but he spawns more flies there. And spawns a bunch of flies on death.
Yeah. Spawning, like, he's only spawning attack flies, so it's not that bad. But spawning enemies that make other enemies in this game are a problem.
Yes.
And this one tries to stay away from you while he's doing it. There's worse enemies that follow this pattern, but he is a pain.
And when he dies, he can spawn pooters, which are tougher flies because they can shoot at you. So,
and then next up, an enemy that I would argue is maybe the single reason that the drowned levels are so much harder.
These guys are rough stuff for sure. The drowned hive. Yeah, because they spawn chargers. Drown chargers. Chargers are the little like silkworm guys that charge right at you. That are also weird DPS tests. They're hard. They take a lot of hits. And that is a serious enemy to be spawned around the room.
Gary, I got distracted for a second because I was trying to remind myself whether the hive was from Destiny. It is. Gary, what if we just did Destiny lore?
Okay. Okay, a little Peter Kadinklage action. I don't know very much about Destiny lore, by which I mean I know nothing.
There's a lot. There's Destiny, a whole lot.
I was going to say is the one thing I know is that it's very lore focused.
It's the original Destiny famously didn't put the lore in the game.
Yes.
Which was hilarious.
Is Destiny, does it continue Bungie's obsession with a space race that subjugates other space races?
Yes.
Okay. They love that. It's in every one of their things.
It's legitimately a good way to just develop like a central antagonist who still has a wide variety of units and creatures under its command.
It's a fine way, but it's not like the only way. I think that if I were onto the third franchise doing it, I would start feeling self-conscious.
Gary, are you saying that the Urquan aren't good?
Yeah.
What? Fuck off. I'll fight you to the death on that one.
Yeah?
The Urquan are great.
We gonna fight?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what the Urquan are. Which ones are the Urquan?
Star Control.
Oh. The Urquan are great. It took me
Thank
a second.
Thank you! Jesus Christ, you're so spineless.
It's not I'm not spineless. I didn't know what you're talking about. So I agreed with you the whole time.
Gary, are you not thinking about the Urquan once a day like I am?
No, I need to think about them way more.
I'm always thinking about the Urquan. I'm always thinking about the words. Stop what you are doing are wrong. Why are you doing this thing? And then they have to explain to you their whole history.
Doing that thing once, great. Doing it every time over like 3 decades? Come on now.
Gary, you should do Star Control 2 for WoF.
We've done it.
Again.
Oh, I would love to, actually. Yeah. All I want to do is that kind of shit right now. Weird old PC shit. Sadly cannot.
Holy mulligan, Gary! That's another
enemy.
It
is the holy mulligan.
Fuck off.
This guy is also a real problem.
Yeah.
Spits out angelic babies. Those guys suck. They teleport and shoot at you.
Yeah.
And scream. What a problem.
Yeah. Cool design, though. They look cool.
Yeah, they look great. Not cute.
No.
Also not cute, the Tainted Mulligan.
A little cute.
The Tainted Mulligan?
Yeah, round is cute.
He's lumpy round. Let me pull him up.
Nice. Oh, like Bill Murray in Scrooged?
Yeah, lumpy round.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to pull up a big image of this guy to see if I think he's cute.
How many movies are there about...
If you click on, put them in different orders.
About kind of an asshole guy losing and then getting back with Karen Allen. Because there's not enough.
Yeah. I hope they make one with you someday.
Mean.
Yeah.
Hey, call me an asshole. Call me an
asshole. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I did. Sorry.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. This guy, okay. He wanders around the room. He avoids you and spawns ring flies if you get close.
The only benefit here is you're not going to see him till you're on the home climb. Yep. So
he's one of the weaker tainted enemies. When he dies, he spits out a big mixed grill of flies, like all kinds of flies.
Sorry, Gary, what's the descriptor in the wiki for how much?
Spawns a plethora of fly enemies upon death.
This is the only instance of the word plethora on this wiki page of every enemy in the game.
Somebody's having fun.
Somebody's having a little bit of fun. I'm actually going to search the whole wiki real fast and just see how many times plethora comes up.
All right.
You know what? It's more than just this.
Huh. Good for them. Somebody's got a word a day calendar at the wiki.
Yeah, or a deep love for the film Three Amigos. There's an extended bit about plethora in Three Amigos.
I do remember that from Three Amigos. Fucking
starring
Three Amigos, man.
Martin Short, official sponsor of Monster Blitz, along with Starbucks.
Martin Short, you're desiccated and dry throat. Get it ready. We got a Starbucks Olietto ready for you to provide necessary lubrication.
Gary, would you drink Martin Short's signature Starbucks drink?
Ooh, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Like, I just know that.
Yep.
I when Oprah had a signature Starbucks drink, I drank it just for the novelty of being like, give me a dirty double Oprah.
Yeah. What
is kind of fun.
How about I'm just thinking about people whose signature drink, a Dr. Phil. I bet that's creamy.
Dr. Phil. That guy is real fat phobic. I could also see that being like a sugar-free, no whip.
Oh, I bet it has chemicals in it to make it taste creamy.
Yeah, like cream, like unnatural creamifiers, but then it's like an amaretto sugar-free thing.
And maybe it's got an egg in it.
Martin Short drink. So Short is a size at Starbucks.
Carrie,
that has to be in play.
We're really, yeah, man, that's amazing. We're really down in the word factory now. I'm excited.
Yeah,
that is the size of a drink.
That is the size of a drink. It has to be in play. What else would be a signature drink?
Okay, so I did just check. The first thing that comes up if you type in Martin Short drink is a CBS mailbag segment on Letterman where he drank expired eggnog.
So that's the first ingredient.
Yeah.
But it's only a little bit of it. I think I might try it. It worked out for him and I like eggnog.
Oh, Gary, I got sad.
Yeah. Cause I like eggnog.
Actor Martin Short reveals he has rum and cokes and conversations with his wife every day, even though she died of ovarian cancer 4 years ago.
Oh. Oh, that's brutal. That's bleak. Rum and cokes. That detail makes that so sad. Fuck.
Every night, he pours a rum and coke and has a conversation with his dad. Now, this was in 2014.
I guess you're not going to drink yours. I'll just finish it. Oh, God.
No, and he has not remarried. No.
Yeah. It might be because of this.
Married for 30 years.
Yeah. Oof.
Oh, she had a recurring role as Annie Selig Tate on the ABC sitcom Soap.
Oh, phenomenal. Yeah. Rum and Cokes every day. How do we go back from that? That is saddening me out.
I don't know, man. Yeah, no,
it's pretty depressing.
It's not un-notebooky, right?
Yeah,
it's we're getting into Sparks territory, and not the this town ain't big enough for the rum and cokes.
Ding, 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 ding. Instead of Sparks writing about young people, he should start writing about really old men and their, you know, their tragic loves and stuff.
God, like, what about an old couple
where one of them has cancer? Can you imagine?
Before all of digital media burns down, I need to get an interview with Martin Short so I can ask him, what's the proportions these days on the rum and cokes with dead wife?
Yeah. Can you give us your famous rum and coke recipe? I also like the idea of seeing him at a bar and instead of like flagging him down, just ordering him a rum and coke.
Oh my God.
Like with like lipstick on the glass.
No, you order him two rum and cokes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was thinking it was from his wife from beyond the grave.
Oh, that's good too. And maybe we convince him that we're mediums and that we're in contact with her.
And then we can finally scam some money out of an old person.
Oh my God, Gary. It's been the whole point of this fucking podcast and we haven't made one ounce of progress on it.
To get Martin Short's social security number.
There's so many stories about old beloved creators getting taken advantage of by caretakers, and we aren't in any of them.
And like, we could, our imaginations would be put to good use with that. Like, they sold Stanley's blood.
Yeah.
If those guys got a gig selling old man blood, what could we do with a couple old men?
Like,
other than Ole Edom up.
Business opportunities are all about knowing the moment to strike. And whoever was like, Stanley's still pretty on top of it now. But
he's probably
going to
run out of blood soon.
He's probably, you know? At some point, he's going to be, you know, confused enough to let me steal his blood and sell it to people.
Yeah. And if I can get him to sign that now, he's going to be like, no way you do that. And that's the weakness. That's the chink in his armor, you know?
Oh, we're all decaying meat. Gary, what Nest do?
Oh, shit, we're on to Nest. He avoids you, and he does spiders instead.
Worse.
Yeah, spiders are a pain in this game. Then we got the leper. Trying to remember this guy.
Okay. Let's see. He alternates between walking towards and running away from Isaac. This guy's a, what is he? A Afterbirth Plus enemy. He's been around for a long time. Releases a leper flesh. Okay, so he's the one who like has little chunks coming off of him.
He's only in the scarred womb.
Yeah, he's rare.
So that's why he's was not coming to mind.
Yeah. Also, we've been going for like 48 minutes, so like the memory isn't there. Yeah.
Yeah. Quite a long time.
Just think, listener, you could be the person to take advantage of us as we get older.
Yeah, and we're getting older every moment.
I turn 40 in a month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to welcoming you to 40.
I'm looking forward to finding out what you're going to do for my birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of party do you have planned?
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I'm going to have it in Milwaukee, though.
I can't get there.
Yeah, we're going to Skype you in.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got
do I have to fucking play Jackbox?
Yeah. I've got a JPEG of you on a laptop I'm going to put up during our panel.
Gary, you say that, and now maybe you should.
I don't want to bring a laptop. But if Holberg's his laptop, we can figure it out.
You're not doing a PowerPoint for whatever you're doing?
When we do that, Cole does it because he drives up.
Gary? So, I need you to ask. I don't have this kind of relationship with Cole.
All right.
This is my guarantee to you. Okay.
Here's what I'm going to give you. If we do a visual thing, we have a couple different panel ideas. I'm not sure exactly which one they put us down for. Because con communication is, it's a real hard thing to do, I understand, but it is famously piss poor.
Yeah. This is a Midwest Gaming Classic, by the way, right?
Yes. Yes. Beautiful people. We're going to be there. It's going to be really fun. But it's just the communication. They have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
We have two different panel things. We need to figure out which one we're doing. If the panel thing does have a visual component, I will insist that Cole stick in a picture of professional writer.
Yeah.
Will picture.
Can it be in the corner of every single slide? Just the bottom left corner, just little professional writer Will.
I would really prefer it to be hidden in each slide.
Okay.
But I don't know if I can ask him to do that work.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of just, because there's a really good, you know, no one will ever see that again. And there's a real good chance no one will notice it. But I really like the idea of subliminally advertising you.
Now, Gary, I have to ask, is this one, I'm looking on their website. They don't have a lot of panels set yet. Are you guys from Muscles to Gaming Stardom?
Yes.
Featuring Tower from American Gladiators.
And one of the Mortal Kombat guys, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. We're going to do that. We're going to talk about, fucking don't tempt Cole. But the, we're going to talk about how just we took our physiques and turned them into gaming stardom. There. I the fact that Tower is going to be there actually does kind of fucking blow my mind.
Yeah.
The first time someone's, I watched the American Gladiators like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was a big Tower fan. So I might go up to Tower and be like, hey man, I love American Gladiators. And he'll be like, get some fucking exercise, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Honor
and
me.
I'm like, I know, but I don't like it. It's boring and it feels bad.
Gary, I did just look at like their other, like their, one of their other panel things. And there were like three different guys who was like, is that Cole? No, it's just everyone looks like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the things about that area. If in Portland, I feel like I see a lot of Garys, like just glasses, beard, you know, brown hair and stuff. But other parts of the country, sometimes I see more Coles. Yeah.
Oh. A beautiful diversity in the retro gaming space.
Yes.
We have the, both kinds types of white guy.
Yeah. It's a, this guy spawns something called the leper flesh, which is considered its own enemy. Not very cute. It floats towards you and fires a projectile.
Only when it dies.
Yep. Then we got the prey. This is also a drowned enemy.
Yeah.
Here he goes around and he spawns the leeches, which are kind of the drowned areas, the downpours version of like replacement for flies and spiders, basically.
Not downpour. These are the drowned levels, right?
Oh, maybe. Or it could
like
be
when you get the flooded cellar or.
No, I think because he spawns leeches. So I think he's from the downpour. But let's find out.
Let's give it a little look-see. So these guys are found in the downpour and the dross, but they are also found just in the flooded caves.
Yeah.
Flooded caves is what I mostly associate small leeches with.
Yes. We're both right. Look how beautiful that is. You know?
Oh, so small leeches were added with repentance. I'm thinking of just the regular Okay. Gary, I am confusing two enemies. Leeches are the variants of the ones that fly around the room quite quickly at you. And then I'm thinking about the drowned worm kind of enemy.
Yes. Very.
This is less of a problem.
Less of a problem. Not too big a deal. Those leeches are no problem. What is kind of a problem, though, is the Mala Ghoul.
Ooh.
This guy
is... Bob Roorman!
Bob Roorman!
I mean, Bob Roorman will dress up as a Dracula for Halloween.
He'll do anything.
We're talking, of course, as we often are, about Midwest car billionaire. I don't know, Bob Roorman, who does his own commercials.
Probably not a billionaire. Maybe a low-level millionaire. But
he owns estimated net worth $100 million, according to the very quick Google.
$1 billion
is just
so
much money. He fucking died in 2020, Gary. Bob Roorman died, Gary.
I don't think I realized that. Oh man, I didn't tell you this. One of my gym teachers died.
No,
Arch Rochelle.
Okay. Whew,
It wasn't Chuck Schumer. The guy who called me butter a lot. Mm-hmm. This is the guy who pressured me into doing wrestling for a day when I told you that story.
You have, Gary.
I have, and you really enjoyed it. Just visit the archives. I think it was one of those things where I told you about it and you got really delighted. I can't remember if that's for sure true.
Well, Gary, when I delete memories to store up space, the ones that make me happy are the ones I go after first.
Yes, I know. Marie Kondo, that shit, except reverse.
Yeah.
Does this spark joy? Get it out of here. He died. Archer Show, who was like 4 foot nothing and had calves like absolute cannonballs. He's an incredible man and was a realtor as well, which meant my gym teacher / tormentor. I got to see billboards for him all over town.
That's fun.
Which was real weird. Yeah, but he died.
Yeah.
You can show up in your favorite athletic gear to his funeral, and all who knew him were welcome. and he wore a lot of very short shorts. And me and my buddies were joking about showing up at the funeral in very short shorts and then realized that's ghastly and expensive. Let's not do it.
It's certainly expensive.
Yeah. And it would be, you know, they don't need irony fucks there for the funeral.
I guess like, not. Yeah. Gary, how often do you think about the way Adam Driver says ghouls in the Jim Jarmusch movie? The zombie one.
Not often. I haven't seen
that
movie.
I think about it all the time.
I know it as a meme, but I haven't seen the movie.
Have you never actually heard him say it?
No.
Let me see if it's very easy for me to get you a link of that so you can listen to it.
I bet I can find it right here.
Okay, there is a YouTube link that is 1 minute of Adam Driver saying ghouls. Go ahead and load that up for yourself.
I've got a 10-second one here.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to ask you to say the whole, watch the whole 1 minute. It was just an easy way to get a lot of it.
You know, zombies. Ghouls.
That's a good way to say it. Ghouls.
I mean, Gary, I know you don't care for those Stan Wars, but he's a good actor, and he says ghouls about as well as a person ever has.
He says it like he's swallowing a wad of gum at the same time.
Yeah.
Ghouls.
Ghouls.
Like, ghouls. Yeah, that's great. I'm thinking zombies. Yeah. Ghouls.
Yeah, that's anytime delightful. We run into ghouls in, sorry, ghouls in ghouls. Baldur's Gate, it's a lot of conversations ghouls. About how good.
I'm thinking ghouls. Yeah. Beautiful. And my favorite Talking Head song, The Ghouls Want to Be with the Ghouls.
Gary, haven't finished the Mulligan. I almost did Mullahs.
We haven't talked about the Mulligan yet.
I guess there's still bouncers and gas dwarfs and Mulligans. Yeah. Gary, give me Mulligans, and that's where we're stopping.
It's a little ghosty guy, and he spits out those flies, those wheelos, which we don't like, the spin around you. We talked about those. See last episode, Smile and Stan. He spits those out. It's a big problem, and he spits them out on death. What a dick.
What a dick.
Yeah. And because we said what a dick, it's time for the listener mailbag.
That's right. Listener mailbag as taken from... You know, I've never gotten an email from anyone about this show, and that's just fine. I do have reviews. What?
I get emails, but they're all like promotional emails.
Oh, sure. Yeah. How about this one from Monster Blintz? Left on Podcast timely. Addict. I was going to write about how Will's enjoyment of the FF7 remake games is weird, but then I remembered he likes Kingdom Hearts and it all made sense. Anywho, what kind of magic deck would Christopher Planeswalker use?
Great question.
This is a 5-star review. It's not that weird to like Remake and Rebirth. They're good games.
People like them. Yeah. I was like, what are you inviting into this? You're a reviewer. Christopher Planeswalker. I mean, I'm pretty checked out of magic. I don't know. Unsatisfying answer. I can't come up with a funny answer.
Okay.
Jeskai control deck.
I mean, just what color? White? Seems like a white kind of guy.
Like he's tricky, though, as well. Like white and blue, maybe.
Yeah. Ooh, white, blue. Very tricky.
Yeah, white, blue. You know, aggressive and tricky.
Gary, you see that Dune?
I didn't see. I'm not a Dune guy.
You don't gotta be a Dune guy to see Dune.
It would make tons of sense for me to be in Dune with my demographics. I'm just not invested in Dune. I haven't seen it. I liked Blade Runner 2049. Like, I should see Dune. I just didn't. My buddy Derek is going to come up and maybe visit this summer, and he's a huge Dune guy. And he's like, I'll watch him with you. I'm like, cool. Like, Liv's not really interested. I haven't watched Dune.
It's just a big movie where, like, they put a lot of stuff on the screen. Kind of nice to look at.
Yeah. I bet you it's good to look at. And people love him. I got nothing against him. I don't know. Something about Dune never clicked for me.
What's your favorite Zendaya movie?
Oh boy. Probably Zendaya's Michi, whichever movie that's from.
Sure. Littlefoot, I think that was called.
Yeah, probably Littlefoot.
All right, Gary, coming out hard against all of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies. Very negative on Spider-Man, Gary.
Not negative, just more positive on Littlefoot.
Okay. Might be Smallfoot.
Smallfoot, there's room in my heart for all kinds of feet, especially if they're Jake Carter's. If people like the show, Patreon is the way to go.
It was Smallfoot. Smallfoot is the name of the movie.
There we are. We'd enjoy you going to Patreon and giving us some dollars. It supports this show and other shows.
it does support this show. You are putting money in my pocket when you donate. If that's
and
something
one
you
hand
like,
and a peace sign.
Yeah, thanks, Alanis.
Yes, if you donate.
Can I get a little more of your Alanis?
Hand in your pocket, the one's gonna sign.
Can you just give me a little bit of Alanis's grocery list?
I like to get kale and peanuts and some kombucha.
It's a bad time in the bathroom, man. Alanis is going to be like,
I'm incredibly
stripping.
Stopped up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Alanis is going to need to resurface her toilet bowl.
Yeah. Alanis is going to spackle that shit. Our famous sign off.
Alanis is going to
spackle
that shit.